Let us begin that time in silence. Good morning, Heavenly Father. Before you, your children come. With heads and hearts bowed before you, in respect, in honor, and in awe of who you are, that you would even love us. Father, maybe even notice us, but you love us. You love us so much that you sent your very Son, that we would have hope, forgiveness, and know grace, your love. And Father, in all of that, we come before you today with needs upon our hearts and lives, within our church family, within our community. Father, we lift them up today as we know that you know them even better than we do. Father, we still intercede and bring our petitions before you, reminding you that we are thinking of them too, that we are lifting them too, and that they are upon our hearts as we know they are upon yours. Father, hear our prayers. As we continue to pray, Father, we pray for this church family, the ministry to which you call us, the mission to which you call us, to the relationship in this community and with each other to which you call us. And Father, we pray for other churches in our community that know Jesus Christ as the way, the truth, and the life. And we extend that same prayer to churches around the world who are proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ in the world. Through his life, death, and resurrection, there is eternal hope, salvation and redemption, peace and hope. And Father, we do pray for our community and our community leaders, our nation and the leaders in our nation, and leaders around the world. Father, we truly would pray that there would be peace, that persons would know to love each other, and that their hearts would be genuine, that greed and self-centeredness would be laid aside, and that humanity could know you and each other. Father, for the ones who we have lifted aloud, for those in nursing homes, hospitals, and shut-ins in their own homes, we bring them before you today. And now, with the confidence of children, we pray together as you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.